I'm David Garland. This is Spinning on Air. Tonight I have for you a program that's been in the works for several months now. It's music by Finnish musicians. Musicians from Finland who were traveling through the United States giving concerts back in the summer and early fall of 2005. They're young musicians whose music is usually characterized as being psych folk, whatever that may mean, and it may mean many things. The musicians you'll hear from tonight include Lau Nau, Kupu, and Pekko Kappi and Islaya. And what we'll hear tonight are some performances that were recorded live in concert in Portland, Maine, and also here in town in New York City at the Anthology Film Archives. Included will be an interview that I conducted with some of the musicians. And one thing that intrigues me about these musicians and the music they make is that it seems undefined and unconfined by stylistic categories. The usual distinction between songs and sound textures, which might have seemed significant in the past, just doesn't seem to have much relevance for these musicians. Even the distinction between structure and improvisation doesn't seem very important here. The instruments that are used include voices, and they play zithers, guitars, fiddles, and flutes. And that might be why they get categorized as a kind of folk music. But they're also just as likely to use electronic toys, simple noisemakers, and digital delays, and other electronic devices. In the course of Spinning on Air, we're going to hear quite a few pieces that ride some sort of intriguing borderline between sound and song. But we're going to begin with an improvisation. This helps give the character of the music that we're going to be listening to. A beautiful piece that can be evocative of a landscape or maybe a seascape or whatever you care to imagine. By Kupu. And in this case, as throughout the program, I'm just doing my best with the Finnish. I can't claim to have authority in the pronunciation of this language. But I have been told that Kupu, spelled K-U-U-P-U-U, means moon tree, and that's the name under which Jonna Karanka performs her music. So here, recorded in Portland, Maine, back when Time Lag Records presented two nights of folk psychedelia from Finland in late August 2005, is Kupu on Spinning on Air. Thank you. That's an improvisation by young Finnish musician Jonna Karanka, who records as Kupu, a name which means moon tree. When she performed that piece, she sat on the stage up in Portland, Maine, and had surrounding her all the different instruments that became involved, and she was using some digital delay effects as well to layer the sound. This was part of a concert series, sort of a mini festival of so-called folk psychedelia from Finland that was sponsored by Time Lag Records, an intriguing record label that's based up in Portland, Maine. And I was fortunate enough to just sort of stumble on this concert series when I was up in Maine on vacation at the end of the summer. I'm David Garland. This is Spinning on Air. I mentioned earlier that one thing that intrigues me about this music is the way it ignores conventional distinctions and seems undefined and unconfined by stylistic categories. Another notable thing about these musicians is that there are at least as many women as men involved in this scene from Finland. And we're going to hear next from Laura Naukarinen, a young woman who seems to be able to configure her ensembles in different ways, given the circumstances. And for this concert up in Maine, she had a wonderful fiddle player, Pekko Kappi, performing with her, and a guy who was playing kind of almost a primitive-looking stringed instrument, could even have been African in origin, but that was plugged into some electronics, too. And this is a bit of the music of Lau Now here on WNYC. Thank you.
call in English if I had a religion, and the second one was about old hand practice.
Ooh.
That's Lau Now from Finland, in performance up in Portland, Maine, a recording made on August 31st of 2005, and many thanks to Nemo of Time Lag Records for providing that recording to me so I could share it with you here on WNYC. I'm David Garland, and I have more from these Finnish musicians, whose music is sometimes being characterized as psych folk, but I like it because it's really kind of defies any kind of categorization. And I'll have an interview with some of the musicians coming up. We'll be hearing a wonderful set from Islaya and more from fiddler Pekko Kappi as we continue here on 93.9 WNYC and WNYC.org. The music you're hearing right now comes from a performance that these Finnish musicians gave improvising together, accompanying some films that were shown at the Anthology Film Archives right at the end of their American tour back on September 21st of 2005. Before that concert, I was able to speak to some of these musicians and learn a little bit about their thoughts and motivations behind the music they're making. Well, I'm here at the Anthology Film Archives with some of the Finns who are visiting our country. They've been on a tour for a number of weeks now. And tonight they'll be performing a long improvisation with images, I guess. Yes. And I realized, thinking about the music that you people have been making and the interest that there seems to be in it, I know part of my own interest is because I want to believe in regionalism. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but I want to believe in this super-connected, internet-connected world that different parts of the world can still be unique. So it's kind of interesting to think that in Finland there is something unique, a kind of music that's developing that's not like the music of anywhere else. Do you feel that this is true? Is that going on? Do you believe in regionalism too?
Well, I don't believe in regionalism in a pure sense, because we get so many influences from around the world. So, but of course, we live in that place and we have a certain kind of community, so that creates some of it, the regionalism, but still we are in interaction with others around the world, so, yeah.
That's Laura Naukarinen, who records as Lau Now. Where do you feel your music comes from? To me, it's clearly out of free improvisation, as might have started somewhere between America and Europe in the 1960s with composers like Maurizio Kagel in Europe and people like the Art Ensemble of Chicago. Are you familiar with their work?
Yes.
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 And it has been an influence on yours? It's a conscious influence?
Yes. Yeah, many things influence, so it's not only music, it's everything.
But I'm speaking specifically of the idea of the free improvisation, the making music that doesn't follow necessarily conventional musical concepts where noise is music. It seems to me every generation has been sort of discovering that for themselves,
yeah, as well.
As
so too, that every one of us has discovered that ourselves, and then later found out that, oh, they did this already in the early 60s or 50s.
Yeah.
But it's something you just can discover yourself, and it's as important as, yeah.
As important what? To discover it for yourself?
Yeah, as to, like, learn it from somewhere else.
Yes. Now, the music is sometimes described, of course, people who are writing in the press have to come up with descriptions, whether they're appropriate or not, and one that gets used is psych folk. Do you feel any affinity with this description? Do you have a description yourselves for what you do?
I don't know what psychedelia exactly means, so I haven't ever really thought about what psych folk means. I don't know, but I might say myself that, yeah, it's psych folk, even though I don't know what the hell is.
Oh, you use the term yourself?
Yeah, sometimes it's, if I have to like describe something,
yeah, maybe
so it's like
half joking, yeah, making fun of yourself, kind of.
Is there by any chance a term in Finnish that you use for the music you make?
I don't think so. We use like English terms all the time because it's there isn't such like Finnish terms in music scene.
Should there be? I don't know.
And that also tells something about the like musical community that like the terms are in English. So we like it's all about the influences also that come from the Western world and also from the Eastern world. And the English is like the language of everybody. So
it's an international language.
Yeah.
It's the lingua franca, as they say.
Yeah.
One thing I enjoy is your acceptance of anything that's at hand for making music, from toys to traditional simple zithers and fiddles to electronics. I like the way you ignore any kind of category in terms of the instruments that you use. You are obviously having fun finding sound wherever you find it, right?
Sounds are important. But sometimes even more important than melody or rhythm, and sometimes it's vice versa. But yeah. Sound is important.
Sounds and textures of music.
And the music has been distributed throughout the world on a very small level, a very homemade level, and yet did you have to work to get the music out around the world, or did it just kind of flow there a little bit on its own?
Just flow there. Yeah.
And we have everybody, not everybody, but many have small own labels, so we are doing it ourselves and make all ourselves. So.
And when you make these small pressings of recordings, what do you do with them?
Sell them. it's quite easy because of the internet now. You can, you know, just. And most of our records are going, you know, outside of Finland. I think 80% or 90%, I don't know, but most of them are.
Is there much interest in what you're doing in Finland?
No.
There aren't that many people like in the scene, but it's small circle. But I don't know. Well, there have been some articles in the bigger newspapers now, but it's been going on like for many years.
Usually in Finland, they have artists and musicians get recognition after they get recognition outside Finland.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the big papers get interested about you. Like the Finnish the biggest Finnish music magazines, they almost completely ignore us. Like, there's nothing about us. And usually, if they write a review, they write about they are people outside Finland like them, but I don't know why.
And then when somebody writes about us in like in some big music paper, like in Mojo or something, then they are like, where do these bands come from? Why didn't we hear about them? But they have been just ignoring us from the start. So, yeah.
That's, I think, because they want kind of normal music, kind of popular music, pop rock and stuff. They don't want to like find new scenes and new stuff. I think that's
That's thing in Finland.
Yeah.
Are you, as a group of friends and musicians, are you centered in one particular place in Finland?
No. We are living in different places.
Yeah.
Not all, but in three different places.
In southern Finland, basically.
And was it hard for you to find one another, or is there a... Is it a small enough scene that you can see each other easily?
It's a long story. Yeah, like how we have met each other. Like, yeah.
Known for years. Yeah.
You've known for years what? Each other or?
Each other.
So childhood friends.
No. No, like teenager and from there, like young adult friends, like sharing same music tastes. And
did you, some of you meet at school or something like that?
Yeah, we have been in the same art school, Jan and Mary and me.
A visual art school?
Yeah.
But it's such a small country that you sort of, you must know everyone who's doing anything interesting, because
there's like 50 of them.
You most likely become friends with them.
You all seem to be in your 20s. Are there people of an older generation who are part of your scene, or is it just you guys?
I'd say only a few are older, like Geijo Virtanen, but we aren't in contact with him so much.
there are other generations of underground music.
Yeah, but we don't work together that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Circle and those people who started 5 or 10 years before us. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for talking with me, and thanks for the interesting music.
Thank you.
Here's a set of songs by Merja Kokkonen, who records as Islaya, and it was under that name that she performed, together with one other musician, a guy who played bass guitar in a couple numbers, and a little bit of flute and other instruments elsewhere. This set was recorded in Portland, Maine, in late August of 2005, and Islaya herself is singing, sometimes playing electric guitar, sometimes playing percussion. This is a great example of how some of these musicians can touch on rock music and free improvisation all in one set and have it all make sense together. Here's Islaya on Spinning on Air.
Good night, everyone. Good night. You can go sleep well now. That was all.
Thank you.
something, crap. Maybe, might be good. Don't know yet.
Thank you.
That's Islaya, performing in Time Lag Records, two nights of folk psychedelia from Finland, a set of concerts that took place in Portland, Maine, back on August 30th and 31st, 2005, when this group of young Finnish musicians, who play together in many different configurations, were touring through the United States. I'm David Garland. This is Spinning on Air. We're going to have to investigate this Finnish music scene again another time, because I have a lot more material than is fitting into this program. But as I present the work of each musician, I do want to give you a good sense of what they're doing. We'll be hearing from the fiddler Pekko Kappi coming up in just a moment here on 93.9 WNYC and WNYC.org. While this music from Finland is often referred to as psych folk, the most folk-like element that I've heard in it is the use of the traditional Finnish fiddle as part of some of these ensembles. The instrument is called a juhiko, and it's played by Pekko Kappi. As I explained before, my Finnish is not so great, and I'm pronouncing these names more or less as they appear to be written, not necessarily how they sound when they're properly spoken in Finnish. But Pekko Kappi performed as part of the Launau ensemble, and he also gave a solo set that seemed to mix some American blues with traditional Finnish elements, and his fiddle instrument was really a wonderfully primitive-looking thing. It looked like it could have been built centuries ago, and had an interesting playing style that's a little hard to describe on the radio, but it's one of those fiddles that's held in the lap and allows the player the freedom to sing along as he plays, which is just how the instrument's used by Pekko Kappi. I'm David Garland. This recording was made up in Portland, Maine, at the end of August 2005. We'll revisit this Finnish psych folk scene again in the future here on Spinning on Air. Thanks for listening. This is WNYC. I hope we can get back to the performances of Pekko Kauppi and the other Finnish musicians on a future edition of Spinning on Air. Well, I know we can. If I say so, it happens. I'm the producer, the engineer, and the guy who brings you the music, David Garland.